It was the site of a vast trading network on the Northern Plains. Its history spanned 40 years, and today, this fort has been reconstructed to remind us of its importance. We go there on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Get the information that's critical to your business success. USDA and legislative policy, farm income, market trends, labor supply, crop and livestock production forecasts, all included with your subscription to the Agriculture Letter, now from Farm Journal Media. The Agriculture Letter reveals the latest outlook for agriculture and agribusiness, giving you trusted insight into what's ahead. And you can subscribe today at the special rate of $99 for 1 year. Visit theagricultureletter.com today to get started. For less than $9 per month, you'll learn what will happen next for producers, processors, shippers, suppliers, vendors, and lenders in the ag industry with two jam-packed Agriculture Letter issues each month. You'll receive accurate crop and livestock forecasts, the latest policy updates, commodity markets outlook, and much more in every issue. Visit theagricultureletter.com to subscribe today at the special $99 offer. That's theagricultureletter.com.
22 years after Lewis and Clark passed the confluence of the Yellowstone and Missouri Rivers on their way back to St. Louis, a fort was built at this strategic location.
Fort Union initially was established in 1828, and it was established as a commercial fur trading post.
Lauren Yellowbird is a ranger at Fort Union Trading Post National Historic Site.
This area was considered Assiniboine territory, so when the traders did come into the area, I mean, the Assiniboine were already trading with Canadian traders like Hudson Bay. And the tribes wanted the trade. They wanted to be able to have access to the blankets, the different trade goods.
The American Fur Company operated the fort, and although its location was hundreds of miles from any large city, the reach of its trading network spanned the world.
When you think of a global economy, you did have that here early in the early 1800s. You had beaver pelts going out to Europe. You had otter pelts going out to China, and also the trade goods coming from these different directions.
But as the Civil War erupted in the East, changes were taking place here on the Northern Plains as well.
By the late 1860s, you had what they call the reservation periods coming in for the tribes, so trade wasn't as active anymore. The buffalo were not as plentiful as they were before, so there were a lot of changes.
By 1867, the fort closed and troops dismantled parts of it and used the materials to expand the military's Fort Buford. Today, Fort Union has been reconstructed, reminding those who pass here of the prominent role it played in the trading empire of the Northern Plains. Traveling the countryside at the confluence of the Yellowstone and Missouri Rivers, I'm Andrew McCrae.